From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. EU officials move to make the migrant return process more humane. European Union officials are pledging that there will be no automatic return for the migrants before they are given a chance to apply for asylum. The announcement follows angry protests by international human rights activists who had accused the EU of denying migrants the basic rights of refugees to seek asylum. Meanwhile, Turkey is to receive a second group of migrants deported from Greece. The odds of a unity government taking hold in Libya got smaller Wednesday when the current Tripoli-based government backed down from its earlier promise to give up power. Now it says the new UN-brokered unity government violates Libyan sovereignty. Libya has been split between rival governments, the pro-Islamic administration that took over in Tripoli, and what had been the internationally recognized government that met in Tobruk. Tobruk authorities are also refusing to recognize the unity government. A Panamanian law firm says the millions of documents leaked from its offices this week about offshore bank accounts were stolen by hackers, not divulged by an insider. Ramon Fonseca, one of the founders of the Mossack Fonseca firm, says he has ruled out an inside job. He said the hacking was carried out from overseas, but he didn't say from what country. NATO is preparing to step up its response to threats from the Islamic State group and from Russia. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance is neither seeking confrontation with Russia nor a new Cold War. But Stoltenberg told VOA NATO is implementing the biggest reinforcement of its collective defense since the end of the Cold War in response to the new security environment. This is VOA News.